William Crichton's new second album, Empire, has been met with praise and celebration, with some saying it may be one of the best Australian albums of the year. The rock sounds of the album have an earthly richness to them, brought together by the vivid imagery of Crichton's lyrics. William will be in Adelaide tonight performing songs from the new album, but before he sets off, he's joining us on the line now to talk about it. Good morning, William.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners.
First off, I wanted to ask how the tour's been going. Where have you played so far?
It's been going really well. We're still early into it. We started in Byron Bay, and that was a wonderful show. And then we went down to Ballingen Winter Music Festival, which was a great show as well. We definitely had a great time down there, and well, up there from where I am now. And Adelaide will be the third show of the tour. And then the tour lasts. We play shows all around Australia, and then we head off overseas to Europe, America, and Canada. And then we come back in October and head over to WA and whatnot.
Yeah, I believe as part of the tour, you're actually going to be heading over to Nashville, USA.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're heading over there in September. Americana Fest is on, so we've been invited to play that, and so we're heading over to do that.
Yeah, you spent a few years in Nashville, which is known for its music scene, very distinct melding of sort of folk, blues, rock. How did that experience influence your current songwriting?
Well, definitely, when I was living there, I had a different mindset than what I do now, but in the sense where I didn't quite know where I fit in, but living in Nashville definitely helped me discover that, because I was looking around and seeing all these American artists and just sing about their stories, sing about American stories and about growing up in America. And then I thought, here I am in Nashville, sort of, what am I doing here? In a certain way, I need to go home and reinvestigate what's going on and open up that can of worms. And I did. I come home from Nashville, and we moved down into the bush down in a place called Burrinjuck, and that's where I wrote my first album. And so living in Nashville definitely gave me a sense of that I needed to really discover who I was as an artist. You know? And it was where I met my good mate, Matt Sherrard, too, so it worked out well.
So that style of storytelling through music is what you sort of adapted into your own work in more of an Australian context.
Well, I think just more of knowing where I come from, like, you know, Australia is such an interesting word, you know, Australiana, that sort of thing. Like, I guess my music is a bit of an investigation of what exactly that is and what does that mean to me. And so in the same way as a lot of American artists do that within their context, and we find it interesting. I think that Americans and find it interesting, our pursuit of that investigation and through music, and you know, telling stories both with the lyrics and also with the music, you know, and just learning how to put that all together, I think. And it definitely took me time to figure out how to go about that.
Yeah, the stories you tell on the album Empire, there's a quintessential Australianness to the themes and the sounds, but where do the ideas for the subject matter come from?
Well, they just come from observations and feelings and thoughts, and you know, I'm surrounded by people who I love and who contribute to all of that as well. My wife Jules and my brother Luke and my mate Matt. You know, we all plough through it together. I think, like I say, just investigating what exactly Australia is and all of the things that go with that. It's a rich tapestry, you know, of good and bad. If, you know, not to say that there is such thing as good and bad, but, you know, in this context there is. So, you know, just investigating those things and really coming to terms with the harsh realities of our history here in Australia and what that means to me and you know, the people around us, and as well as just on a personal level, you know. There's a lot of personal songs on this album about just my relationships with the people directly around me.
There is some confronting elements in the album, sure. It spans a wide range of tones and themes. One that stood out to me was the beautifully simple message of happiness. What can you tell us about that song?
Well, you know, I'd been investigating a lot of things, history here of Australian history and whatnot, and some of the horrible things that unfolded. And, you know, sometimes I have a tendency to lean a little bit toward those darker themes in my mind and whatnot. But I feel like it was New Year's Day, and I was just watching the sun come up, and this feeling of happiness come over me, you know. And that's sort of what life's about. And I remember watching my daughters, you know, playing. They're just so in the moment, and they're not really thinking about tomorrow or yesterday. They're just enjoying the moment, and I think that there's a lesson in that, and that's where that was the catalyst for the song Happiness. You know, the meaning to life is happiness. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's thrown in your face and in your way, and there'll be roadblocks on the pursuit of happiness. But I think that if you can try and remind yourself, or remind myself, that, you know, just try and be happy, and you know, it doesn't always work out that way. I can be a grumpy bastard. But try and be happy.
I'm speaking with William Crichton about his new album, Empire. Now, the empire of old that I think of, that sort of comes to mind, is the British Empire that we were once a part of. How do you think that old empire defines the country we are today?
Well, I think if you read the Constitution, we're still very much a part of it. And until we really separate ourselves from it, then we are still a part of the British Empire. You know, we still follow that empire into war, and we still don't really question that. We don't have a strong sense of national identity when we want to actually stand up and say we do not want to be a part of certain things. So we've still got a long way to go in separating ourselves and creating autonomy. You know, our government structure seems to be so closely tied to America and England that we can't make our own autonomous decisions. And when we do make our own autonomous decisions, it seems that they are only to benefit corporations who want to rape the land that we're living on. You know, so it's we've still got a long way to go. In saying that, there's a positivity here amongst the people, because we're so proudly Australian and we have such a connection to the spirit of the land around here. And you know, every Aussie I know likes to be immersed in the bush and likes to take part in all that stuff. We've certainly built an interesting and textured culture that we can be proud of. You know, we need to work on a few things, but I think we've arrived at an interesting place here in 2018, and it's up to us how we push forward. You know, and I think becoming more autonomous and making more of our own decisions based on what's best for the land itself and the water and the general population is the way forward. You know?
Just to finish up, we're going to play, I believe it's the third track from the album, the latest single, Devil's Tongue. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, this song, it came about last year. We were writing up in a place called Laguna, and Matt Sherrard and myself and Jules and my brother Luke come up with this song. And it's just about deception. You know, it's about finding your way through deception. And there's a lot of deception out there. But, you know, all of us, I think you'll probably be able to relate. You know, when you our gut feelings definitely are strong. And so it's just about in the face of deception, listen to your gut.
William Crichton will be in town tonight playing at the Grace Emily as part of his national tour for his new album, Empire. William, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me.